Maybe the things that you have to teach your family are more important than the things that you leave for them.
Harriet Shurmur believes in passing on ideas to future generations. That's why she's fascinated by ethical wills. Traditional wills bequeath a person's possessions to loved ones when they pass away, but ethical wills are meant to carry on a person's thoughts. Shurmur says that while this may be a new idea for some people, it has deep historical roots.
It's an old, old tradition. They go back to the book of Genesis.
Really?
They say that when Jacob called his family together before he was going to die, basically that's what he was doing.
Shurmur says an ethical will can contain any information a person wants. It isn't just for ideas and beliefs. It can also be a way of telling someone things that have never been said before.
But, you know, that can tell the next generations things that you've valued. It may not affect the way they live, but at least they know a little more about your valuing them. In ways that they didn't know. A lot of people are not very talkative about the things that are important to them. Most of us aren't.
She says a person may even choose to write about memories that are not so happy.
One of the things that people sometimes put in there are the things that they wish to forgive people for, or that they wish they were forgiven for. But it should not be something that binds the people that are left.
Shurmur says it can be helpful to use starting points when writing one. These can be anything from things I care about to my favorite memories to things I would change if I could. She says it can be tough to start writing, and using these guides can help give the will some structure in the beginning.
It's given me something I can work with. I've already tried starting one for myself. I haven't finished it. And that's one thing about ethical wills. You can always, like other wills, you can always change them as long as you have a reasonable mind.
The most important thing is that it brings some peace to the writer and the reader. Ann Shurmur says it can be a wonderful way to get to know someone better even after they're gone.
I wish I had one from my father's father. I think my father passed on his things very well, but I haven't anything from my father's father, but I have lots of stories about him, and I think it would be wonderful to have an ethical will from him.
Because, she says, people can continue to live on through their words. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.